This is Rob Wells, President and CEO of Visit Beaufort, Port Royal and the Sea Islands. And it is my honor to be a part of this 50th episode here at the Intercoastal Podcast. I personally want to thank each and every one of you for subscribing and listening, carrying us with you wherever you may be, as we share the stories that make up this destination, makes it so unique, from low country cuisine to fall to spring to summer and winter, of course. So my invitation to you is to come visit us as soon as you can. You don't want to miss out on a great destination in the South's best small town. Without further ado, here comes episode 50. Thank you.
You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we have a special guest with us. Daquan, why don't you introduce him? And yourself.
As Natasha said, I'm Daquan Mickens, and we're here to celebrate the 50th episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. And who else to celebrate with than the original podcast host, Rob Wells, my boss, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on there. I thought y'all forgot about me there for a little bit.
We could never forget about you.
No, this is pretty awesome to come back. I've been circling the 50th episode on my calendar for quite some time and kind of asking Daquan, okay, is it, we're getting closer? No, we're still at 30. No, we're at 40. Yes, you go next week. And so what a cool countdown to have and be a part of this episode. And, you know, when we first started, who would have ever guessed that 50 episodes in, we'd be a two-time award-winning podcast that's had tremendous guests to come in here and tell their stories about this great destination.
It's been quite the journey, but it's been a good one. So I'm excited to have you back on and just kind of relive some of our favorite moments over the last 50 episodes and kind of talk about what people can expect to come.
Yeah. You know, it's been a fun time. You know, when we first started the podcast, you know, from concept to actually launching it, you know, we had a little something going on in the world, and you didn't know where this content was going to come from and how it was going to come out. And man, what a great way for us to showcase, you know, all the things that we have here in our area, but also the stories from the people who make this place special. You know, I think back to some of our earliest guests, and Natasha and Daquan, you guys remember, you know, whether it's Victoria Smalls or Captain Henry. And I remember Captain Henry sitting in there with Coastal Expeditions and him just pontificating about, you know, the waterways and the stories that can be told and the scenic beauty that comes along with it. And then having someone show up in the visitor center saying, so where do I meet Captain Henry? Like, those type of stories started popping up, you know, throughout, and you realize that we not only were talking about some great things, but people were listening. And, you know, with any podcast, you don't know who all's listening and where it's going to come from. But, you know, those are some of my favorite moments is when we get feedback from folks who have been listening, whether for the first time or they've been planning their trip for a while or they're consistent.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the stakeholders giving their feedback is one of my favorite parts. Hearing stakeholders come up to us and be like, oh, we had this person come up and you guys don't realize how beneficial the podcast has been to our business. We've had two or three guests say, oh, we know all about you just because they heard about our establishment because of the podcast. So hearing that, it shows that, you know, the Intercoastal Podcast is doing its job, reaching the guests, but not only that, but benefiting the stakeholders as well.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think some of my favorite memories were like when I got to actually go out to Beaufort and meet some of the people like Victoria Smalls, and I met Sarah at the Kazubi Kazoo Factory. And those are some of my favorite memories and moments, is like being able to put the faces and the voices together and these stories together with the actual people.
I was going to say, when we first started, it was just voices. We didn't even have the video equipment to see each other while talking. So it's come a long way, and it's definitely been a journey and a ride, and it's been fun the whole way.
Yeah. And I think having, you know, the concept, you know, fleshed out and watching it evolve and the evolution that the podcast has taken, where we're kind of starting to match up who shows on with what the folks who listen to it, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Whether it be numerous emails from folks, you know, asking the follow-up questions. You know, I remember Natasha, when we first started, I used to give out my email address to everyone. And you see these emails come flying through, and there'll be this one email that says, hey, I've been listening to the podcast. We were planning our trip and love to get some more information about, you know, venue X or whatever the case may be. Or can you send me that recipe that you talked about on the podcast? And so I love to fire those off and share those and interact, and, you know, never would have thought.
It's grown quite a bit. So we've kind of already been talking about this, but how do you think the podcast has grown since we started back in 2020?
Well, I mean, first off, the topics, you know, has shifted just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it used to be about, you know, we kind of had this format where it's just three things. We talk about events, we talk about some food choices, we talk about things to do type things. And then, you know, my teammate here decided that, hey, you know, we got to have some different guests show up, and started working with our stakeholders. And this has been a great venue for our stakeholders to have a voice within the context of our general, you know, promotion of the destination, whether they're, you know, a small business or, you know, some sort of festival, or, you know, they're part of a larger entity like a Fripp Island Resort. Mm-hmm. You know, these folks all get to tell their story and their voice. And that's pretty exciting, pretty fun to watch. I love how excited they get to participate. They all think that they're going to fail miserably in talking on here because, you know, it's a different environment, but they all do very well.
Right. They never fail. They always do great.
They do great jobs. And you know what? People respond, and it's who we are. It's a real authentic destination with real authentic people that, you know, have this great stories to share. Cannot wait to have people come and visit and share in that experience. We were talking with one of our stakeholders, and his name is Jim. Y'all might know him from Beaufort Kayak Tours. Mm-hmm. Well, you saw him last week, and he was sharing just people coming up to him, you know, they're in the kayaks. And yeah, I was listening to the podcast and, you know, the reference there. And he was just telling me, thank you for the opportunity, you know? And so to Natasha and Daquan and the team that puts this podcast together, you know, there's a lot of gratitude from our stakeholders, and we can't wait to see who all comes on next and shares more about Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands.
I was going to say, that's one of my favorite things as far as the podcast as a whole, being able to hear the background stories of these businesses, of these owners, that you wouldn't normally get when you go to a Beaufort kayak. You can kind of have your small conversations with them, but it's more of the tour itself. You don't know how it began. You can ask them if you have the time, but sometimes time's limited. Sometimes people on itineraries go to the next thing they're doing, so they don't get to connect. So you can go ahead and get that connection with the person, feel like you know them. By the time you get here to Beaufort and meet them, you already feel a connection to that person. So I think that's what the podcast is intended to do, is connect you to Beaufort. So that way, when you do plan your visit, you're already a step ahead of the process.
I love that. And I couldn't agree more. I just think it's been so fun to watch the growth and the evolution, and getting to know these people. It's been amazing, honestly. Like, I love it, and I feel like closer connected to you guys every time we meet someone new and get to talk about what's going on in these different businesses and everything. So I think it's great.
I would like to ask you guys, I know, like we discussed earlier, it's kind of like picking one of your favorite kids. So does anyone have any favorite types of episodes or episodes that they have in mind that stand out to them?
That's a great question. I think anything that involves the food aspect of it, you know, normally I would say it would be one that I was a participant in, but actually it's not. It's you know, ones that we had the Greens from Gullah Grub mm-hmm. on sharing, you know their kind of farm to table concept here in the Low Country. There's quite a few people who have reached out to me, you know, personally, and have said that's an episode that they were unaware of that offering here in the area, and great to see that come out. Yeah, most of my podcasts, you know, here in the Intercoastal podcast do revolve around the food aspect of it. So, you know, that was a definite, I actually like Old Bull Tavern and John, you know, mm-hmm. One of the more recent ones, you know, him sharing about what's going on and their work. But, you know, those type of things, those are some of my favorite episodes. And of course, if we are honored to have Victoria Smalls on there, she definitely will have one of the top, you know, shows.
Definitely. I have to agree with a lot of the ones that you just said, Rob. Like Bill and Sarah were so awesome to have on. I love talking to them. Victoria is always great. I think one of my favorite ones was one of her very first episodes where she talked about a lot of the historical people that came out of Beaufort, because that was really, really awesome for me to learn a little bit more in depth. And I do love history. And she's just so passionate about it that it comes alive for you when she's talking about it.
Yeah, I would agree. Victoria Smalls does a great job of painting a vivid picture in your mind. And I'm not a major history buff, so to hear a lot of the history that she brings forth, and not only just Victoria, but the people at the Reconstruction Era Monument who have come on, and all the other historians that have come on, give us great opportunities to learn history. So if I'm not a history buff, for me to be entertained and engaged, I can't imagine how engaged someone who loves history is.
Yeah. Oh, I also love Aunt Pearlie Sue. We have to give her a shout out. Yeah. She was so fun.
She is fun. She's fun in live action as well. And then you got Lisa Rivers.
Yes.
Her story of how she got, how she started in her artistic journey. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, I'm not sure which number, I think it's number 24 in the episode chart, but that's a pretty cool story of just how she started and where she's at now. And definitely one of our favorite artists. And I think of visitors too, when they come in the visitor center, that's one of their favorite art pieces to go to, is a Lisa Rivers production.
Definitely. For me, I would say my favorite would be the festivals. We've done Oyster Festival, Shrimp Festival, Water Festival, which are huge for Beaufort. So when you can combine food, I mean, if you ask 100% of people who likes great food, 100% people would raise their hand. And if you ask 100% of people who likes to have fun, I'm sure everybody would raise their hand. No one doesn't like to have fun. Beaufort is able to combine those two aspects into one area and mix fun and food and make sure everybody enjoys their cell. So being able to get the inside details on all the festivals here in town that change, you know, every year, that's one of my favorite aspects. And that's also one of the things that people look forward to coming to Beaufort for. So it helps them plan their trips around the festival times. And, you know, they can go ahead and start to book rooms and, you know, plan out a year in advance if they end up missing it, or they can hear what to look forward to next year when they plan on coming.
Definitely. The festivals are always a good time. So it's awesome to hear about some of our favorite episodes. How did it feel to work on these earlier episodes versus now? Like, how has kind of that process changed?
I think the format has changed, obviously. So therefore, it invites more of the stakeholder engagement up front, whereas I think the primary storytelling landed, you know, on our shoulders so much. And, you know, we do not mind telling the story of this destination, whether it's, you know, on social media or through a blog or here in this podcast arena. What really makes this special is to hear it from the voice of someone who is living and breathing it. And I think that change from the earlier episodes where, you know, I think people kind of get the passion of the team here in our voice for the destination over to the people who actually make it happen from a day in, day out basis in the transactional portal. Those people love it. This place grows on folks, both from the visitor aspect and those who work in the industry here. And so just that format change, you know, has been, you know, pretty significant. But I do reflect back on the earliest, you know, some of the early podcasts where we were kind of starting to leave the breadcrumbs out for others to follow us on this journey. And, you know, they still resonate. Those early ones still show up in my email box or in passing in the visitor center, and the visitor center staff answering the questions of people who have listened to the early episodes. They're also great planning tools. People use the early start of it to, you know, plan their trips. You know, I remember the very first email we received from a listener who said they were planning their 1 year wedding anniversary here in Beaufort. They had been listening to the podcast, trying to get some ideas from it. They just heard my offer to email me directly some ideas. And so they did. And I responded back, and, you know, they were in market. They dropped by the visitor center and they had a pretty good venture. That's very rewarding, obviously, but it's exactly what we wanted out of our podcast, for people to use it as a tool. you know, find something significant behind it, just get enough breadcrumbs to kind of follow the path a little further and visit here in Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands.
I'm going to piggyback off of what Rob said a little bit. Not only with guests planning visits to the area, but people planning to move to the area as well. We've received emails like, hey, we listen to the podcast and we're looking to move to Beaufort. You know, we bought a home recently and we're trying to figure out what all there is to do in Beaufort. And we've been binging your podcast episodes and we found it super helpful on what we could do once we get to the area and everything we want to see when we live there and actually get to settle down after moving. So just hearing people from all over the country who, you know, they're not even here yet, but they are looking to know information and then they come to us for the information and can listen to the podcast, which the content would be evergreen when they're planning on coming to the area. That's amazing to me to be able to say, oh yeah, listen to episode 32, and you can figure out this is what's happening, or listen to episode 14. I've also talked to another man who recently moved here. He worked with the Reconstruction era, and you know, him and his wife were younger. They were moving from Charleston, and he was asking, you know, how do you like the area? I told him it feels like a vacation. His wife was kind of having some reserves of moving down here from Charleston. She grew up in Charleston. So I was, you know, trying to tell him, you know, play the episode where I kind of talked about when I first moved to Beaufort and kind of that was my very first episode on the Intercoastal Podcast. And I just talked about me and my wife and what brought us to Beaufort. And I told him to play that. And, you know, that would be a good help of letting her know how we moved here, not knowing anything about Beaufort and how we fell in love with it. So for people to have that same situation of coming to Beaufort and having that reserve and how I started, you know, I wasn't all in on Beaufort myself, but it completely changed. So being able to help other people through that same avenue, it's rewarding to me as well.
Yeah. Something that you guys both said that just sparked a memory is the number of times we've had guests on here and we'll be like asking about their history or their background. And they'll be like, yeah, I wasn't originally from here, but we were visiting and we fell in love, or like we happened to just like end up down here for like military or something. And then we just never want to leave. And I feel like it really resonates with what you guys were both saying.
Yeah. It has that vibe. There are plenty of new folks in the, you know, associated with military and in and out, and people relocating here as they finish their careers up, you know, in other locations. And that's, you know, we always have new neighbors. Yeah, it's one of the uniqueness aspects of the area. But I still love the fact that our destination has, you know, still keeps this authentic charm and its low country vibes afloat. And you know, as always, man, we still use this platform to invite guest visitors to our area. For people to find out, you know, a little bit more about what we have to offer. And I cannot wait to show up at episode 100 and reflect back on the next 50 episodes that we will compile and put together as you guys continue to tell the story of the South's best small town.
Love it. Definitely want to make it to episode 100 so we can celebrate again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to these next 50 episodes. Speaking of, you know, expectations for these next 50 episodes, what was your expectations for the show when we started, and then compared to now, like the expectations for the show?
Well, first, I think we had the intent to create content that would be a little bit more evergreen in its construction. I still think we adhere to a lot of that. I still think what we have is relevant long term. Because people comment on the fact that they can go back and listen to it and kind of get caught up on some of the offerings we have. I do see us engaging a little bit more into the showcasing of the stakeholders, having them participate at a very, very high level continuously. What that does is it allows the story of Beaufort to be told by the people who make up this destination.
Yeah, I would agree. Didn't really expect those expectations when we first began, but, and you know, it's a blessing, you know, to have a set expectations and then exceed them. And then now you could adjust your expectations. I think for us, well, for me personally, it gave me a sense of direction of the podcast of where to go. I wouldn't say there wasn't a structure when we first started. It was just, oh, okay, we're talking about this week as soon as we got there. But now, you know, it's planned 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks out in advance. So that way we know June's coming up. These are the guests we're having in June. And then June will fly by and we're already getting September, October together. So I think that's one of the expectations have shifted. It's okay, where are we going? And then the stakeholders have also given back to us as well, as far as they now they know the groundwork's laid. They can reference the episodes and it's easier to get guests on the podcast, where when we the first 2-3 guests, they were like, oh, okay. They didn't have a reference point to be like, okay, this is what you guys are doing. It was just, hey, trust us, we're doing this. Would you like to be a guest on it? I know we don't have any proof of the episodes, but it'll be great. Now people can see their coworkers, other businesses in the same field on the episodes, and they know, okay, it works. They had this organization on. I would love to be on. So I think that's where it's given us a great place to start and build off of.
And I think the listeners have enjoyed getting to know the people behind it and listen to the stories and engaging. You know, this thing doesn't continue if the listeners don't participate, right? And so finding that content that they're looking for, finding what they're interested in, and just the story of this area. There are plentiful the stories are, and people are you know, kind of gravitate to that. And so, you know, to have that on there, and then having people just want to be a part of it, like Daquan was saying. I mean, just never in a million years would I have guessed that people would be stacking up interview requests and being let's get on the podcast, and now it's becoming a part of their, you know, their marketing program, or their at least their public relations efforts. And then on the last bit, to have a travel writer or a influencer listen to the podcast and reference it in a story that they're putting together or something content that they're putting out there is just like a tip of the cap, you know, from one end, one, you know, media influencer to another. That's pretty cool to see the evolution of the podcast go from just the evergreen content to something being used for current story formatting. So it's pretty cool.
I have to agree. And just from my little input, this was my first experience really working with a podcast like this. And I was really grateful that you guys took a chance with us and with me. And I'm really proud of how far all of us have come and how far this podcast has come and the wonderful people we've met along the way, and the looking forward to all the people that we're going to meet along the way. It's been a really incredible journey.
Agreed.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've about hit our time, which is unfortunate because this has been a fun episode and it's been really fun to reminisce with you, Rob and Daquan, to see how far we've come and to have Rob back on since it's been a minute. We always love it when you do join us.
Love being on here and love what Natasha and Daquan do representing our destination and just sharing it with those who are interested in visiting the area.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob, for being on. We really appreciate it. And not only that, but starting this podcast and, you know, handing it over for us to take it to new heights. And your opinion here is always a welcome, you know, whenever you want to get on and talk about what you caught this weekend off the dock, or, you know, what the kids are doing and how excited they are to catch other stuff and the food you're cooking up on the grill, keeping it low country style. So
yeah, it's true. It's been a minute since we've had a Rob's recipe. So
well, you know what? That's a future episode in the works. So I can't wait to share some great low country recipes very shortly.
Amazing. Looking forward to it. Awesome. Well, before we completely wrap this up, Daquan, any exciting events or news that we need to share?
Yes. So coming up, Decoration Day, Memorial Day weekend is happening in Beaufort, May 28th. We're excited to, you know, help with that. And that, along with the Gullah Festival happening downtown, it's going to be a great atmosphere, a great time to get out and enjoy everything that Beaufort has to offer while keeping it, you know, low country and Gullah Geechee, that same atmosphere. So if you're in town or planning a trip, that would be a great time to come May 28th and then just May 27th and 28th and just come out and enjoy the Beaufort Festival. The festival season is ramping up, and in the next couple months, we'll be in touch with more and more festivals as they come closer and closer.
Awesome. Lots to look forward to. Also, I hope that you guys all were able to enjoy the Taste of Beaufort that just passed recently. Definitely looked like a good time.
Great times to be had by all.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Don't forget to follow us on social media and like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you all the next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.